All right, everyone, let's lie on our backs. Your arms down by your sides. And so last week's class was titled something along the lines of opening the shoulders, part one. And one of the things that we did is we did some elbow and arm movements in various positions to gain greater awareness of where our shoulders were along our backs and their position forward, back, up, down, you know, relative to the rest of ourselves. And we're going to continue on with that theme today, albeit slightly indirectly. And then next week will be the finale of it. So just to give you guys a little bit of a prep. So as we often do here in Feldenkrais Lessons, we're going to start out with a scan. So pay attention to how you are making contact with the floor. There's many different ways to do this, but I like to start out with paying attention to the pelvis. And so the things you can ask yourself are, is the left side of the pelvis making more contact, or is the right side of the pelvis making more contact? It's rare to find a person that doesn't have some small difference between those two things. And then you can pay attention to your legs and how your legs are pressing into the floor. There's typically a space under the knees. You can feel how your calves are pressing into the floor. And is it different between the left and the right? And the contact your heels make? Is there a difference that the angle of the toes make? Is one foot turned out more than the other? That's what I'm trying to say, and I'm very not saying it well. And we don't try and change anything. We're not trying to correct it. We're just trying to notice right now. And partly because we just want to get a baseline. We want to understand where we're at so that things are different. But also because this is a skill in and of itself. So let's pay attention also now how the spine grows out of the pelvis. Where in your low back are you making contact with the floor? When you breathe, can you feel any of your back pressing into the floor? And pay attention to the two shoulder blades. Are you allowing one shoulder blade to be more softly pressing into the ground, the floor, than the other? Or is one shoulder blade lifted a little bit? It's also rare to have a situation where you can't tell a difference between the two shoulder blades, or there's no difference between the two shoulder blades. And then sense how your arms are lying at your sides. First thing to notice is, where did you place your arms? Are they right by your sides? Or they could actually be out 90 degrees away from your body. Are your palms down or are your palms up? Are your fingers curled or are they straight? Whether your hands are down or your hands are up, can you sense whether the fingers are either curled more in one hand than the other, Or if your palms are down, straighten more in one hand, the other. This would mean if your palms were down, that like the center of your hand is elevated a little bit more than on one side than on the other. Roll your head a little bit from side to side. And the point here is not to see exactly how far you can go and make a stretch or exercise out of it, but it's to measure yourself. It's to see what part of rolling the head can I do in an effortless fashion where everything feels lubricated. And once you get that, you stop because you've measured it. You don't need to just keep doing it. It's not an exercise. But you may notice that you roll a little bit easier to one side than the other. And just the initiation of it, you may even notice that it feels like your head is preferentially turned in one direction, or that it's like rolling in one way could be downhill. It's almost like rolling downhill. The other way, it's almost like, it's a little uphill, and then eventually it becomes downhill. As you do that, can you sense a shift in the weight of your shoulders as you roll your head left and right? Can you feel your clavicles that connect your shoulders to your sternum? Your collarbone is also what it's called. And leave that. Rest for a second. So now let's roll over onto our stomachs. And we're going to do some of the things that we did last week. A couple of the things that we did last week. So roll over onto your stomach and bend your right knee out to the side. So that your right knee is quasi 90 degrees out away from your pelvis and your knee is bent quasi 90 degrees. It doesn't have to be exact or anything. Your face is going to be pointed to the right. And your two hands are going to be close to each other. And you have a couple different options. You can place them above your head so the fingertips are maybe lightly touching. Or you can place your hands under your cheek or your temple, somewhere under your face so it's comfortable. If you do that, place the right hand on top of the left. And so just find some comfort and ease in this position. And once you have that, then very gently try lifting the right elbow and lowering it back down again. And so just like we did with the rolling of the head, we're not trying to get anywhere. It's not a contest how high you can lift the elbow. What you want to do is you want to lift the elbow and lower it and just feel how easy is it to lift the elbow. Am I able to breathe as I lift the elbow? What is preventing me from being able to lift the elbow higher with ease? Now, everyone could lift the elbow much higher if they tried to torque it and really put a lot of effort into it. And as you lift the elbow, can you sense how the weight shifts on the front of you? So the front of you has to press its weight into the floor. And as you lift the elbow, there's going to be a subtle shift in this. And pause. And now try lifting the left elbow gently and lowering it. Again, without ambition, just to see. And I think everyone's experiencing this. It's harder to lift the left elbow than the right elbow. See that you just lift the left elbow You're not holding your breath. You're not clenching your butt. You're not clenching your jaw. Just lifting the left elbow. And then try lifting the right elbow again. And see if you can feel anything happening in the front of your chest, under your sternum. And you can lift the right a few times, and then lift the left once or twice. Just find yourself familiar. Find this movement becoming familiar for you. And then pause and see if you could lift both elbows together and lower them together. And lower them. It's almost like a little bit like you have your bird and you have wings and you're flapping your wings. But as you lift the elbows, both elbows leave the ground at the same time, and both elbows come and make contact with the ground at the same time. So again, it doesn't matter how high. It could go 1 millimeter. And at the end of each movement, you pause fully. So it's not a repetitious exercise where you hold on to the muscle tension at the end of each. All right. And pause. And roll onto your back. Let your arms go long. And just sense now if you notice any differences in how you're making contact with the floor. There's a difference between the left shoulder and the right shoulder, either between the shoulders or from how it was when we did the scan originally. Maybe the clavicle or the clavicles, the collarbones, are more clear to you. Okay, let's roll over onto the stomach again. And this time bring the left knee up. So we're basically same setup, just the other side. All right. So now in this position, again, very gently without ambition, let's lift the left elbow and lower it. And pay attention. How is it different on this side than on the other side? Now, a basic thing is just, can you lift it as high, as easily as you could before? As you could on the other side. Maybe this side you can lift it higher. As you lift this elbow, try and keep the palm of your left hand on the floor. But don't press, don't use the palm of the hand to like lift you up even more, almost like in a push-up or something like that. Just the palm of the hand stays on the floor, the elbow, the wrist has to bend, and you just lift the left elbow and lower it. And feel how the weight on the front of you, how there's a shift in the weight on the front of you, how the sternum, your chest bone, presses slightly more into the floor, your entire chest does. And pause. And now lift the right elbow, just the right elbow. Pay attention to when you lift the right elbow, do you also want to lift the left? Lift the left elbow a couple times, gently. It's much harder. And then, you know, do the right, do the left. Play around with it a little bit. This is free time now in ATM class. But as you play around with it, don't just do it without thought or awareness. What you want to do is pay attention. How is the weight being shifted on the front of me? What is it? You know, am I able to breathe? Am I lifting my palms off of the floor? And pause for a moment. And lift now both elbows off the floor at the same time. And lower. And it's always lift and lower. You don't need to hold them unless you're figuring something out, which then by all means hold them. Lift and lower. And can you set up a little rhythm in your lifting and lowering? So you don't have to lift high, but could you maybe think that you are a bird and you're flapping wings? So just like a little... Or you were a kind of drummer and you're setting up a rhythm. But it could be a very slow rhythm. It could be any rhythm you want. And at the same time, how are you changing your weight? How are you pressing your weight into the floor as you lift? Okay, pause. And just lie like this for a moment. And again, just lift your left elbow all by itself, one or two times. And leave it and roll onto your back. Get yourself cozy on your back. And now, with that little, I don't know what to call it. It was not a speed tour, but like a glimpse. We'll call it a glimpse of last week's lesson. You know, what do you notice in the contact that you're making with the floor? What do you notice with your breathing? Do you have a sense of where your clavicles are, an improved sense of where your clavicles are? Can you feel that the sternum, the chest bone, lifting and lowering as you breathe? Okay. So now, please stand your feet. What that means is bend your knees so your knees are pointed to the ceiling, so and your feet are standing. And then take your arms out to your sides so that they're straight out horizontal from you. And the backs of your hands are on the mat. Nice and comfy on the mat. And just check in, you're breathing, you're comfortable. If this is not comfortable, for some people it's not comfortable, you can lower your arms a little bit. Or lower arms to whatever, wherever is comfortable for you. But you know, if you can hang out here, then perfect. This is great. So now, in this position, can you press all the fingernails of your right hand into the floor? Press the fingernails of your right hand to the floor and release. And just repeat that movement. Pressing the fingernails of the right hand to the floor and release. And can you press them Like, think of pressing them, keeping the right arm straight so that you would actually bend the wrist backward and with a straight arm. It would raise the elbow from the floor. If you can't, don't make it happen. Just see if you could come towards that possibility. So the right arm is more or less straight. You press the fingernails of the right hand into the floor so that it lifts the wrist and maybe even lifts the elbow. And pause. So we're going to break that down just a little bit now. So let's think of the thumb. Can you press the fingernail of the right thumb into the mat and release it? And really, you know, it's not how hard you press it. So your palms are up. It's not how hard you press it. It's the clarity by which you press it. And as you press it, can you think that your arm is long, that there's length coming out of your arm? So you press with the thumb, and there's length coming out with your arm. And now, let's press the fingernail of the pinky into the mat and lower it. Just press the pinky in. And your arm is long. Think your arm is long. You don't have to reach or do any of that. What you want to do is you want to make sure you're not holding your breath, contracting, doing anything like that. So just gently with the pinky. Now move to the index finger. So press the fingernail of the index finger into the floor. And as you do this, sense, hey, am I holding anywhere? Do I feel like, wow, there's some strange tension in my armpit maybe, or under the clavicle, in the elbow? So continue with the index finger. It's your second finger, your index finger. And then with your middle finger. Try now with your middle finger. Just your middle finger. So your other fingers can be touching, but you're focusing the pressing of the middle finger fingernail. The fingernail of the middle finger. And the effort's in the brain. The effort's not in your muscles. So it's not you're not pushing to achieve anything. You're not pushing the floor away. You're just with clarity. Your finger is long, your hand is long, your forearm is long. All of you is long. And now your ring finger. This is typically the hardest. And continue pressing the ring finger into the floor. All the while you're breathing and you have length. And then leave it and bring your arms by your side and let your legs go long. And again, sense for yourself now. We've done these movements with the right hand. All the effort of the muscles has been directed towards the fingers. But see if maybe you sense that there's a change in the right shoulder. There's a change in how you're making contact with the back. Maybe even the right side of the pelvis or leg, is you sense a difference. And let's stand the feet again. And bring the arms out to the side. And now with the right hand again, repeat the first movement that we did, which is just spreading, pushing all the fingernails into the mat. And just see, is that any easier now? Not that you're stronger or anything like that. It's just like, oh, yeah, okay, it's a little easier. And just test it once or twice. Just see. And then leave it. And now, with your right hand now, make a loose fist. A loose fist. So not a tight fist where you're making effort, but just your fingers are curled together a little bit. Okay. Now, in this situation, try and push the fingernail of your right thumb into the floor. Keeping the fist. The other fingers stay curled and soft. There's no effort in the other fingers. So you just push the thumb, the fingernail of the thumb into the floor and release it. Fingernail of the thumb into the floor. That means the thumb joint itself bends backwards. See if you can feel the initiation of that. The thumb is not on the mat. It's attached to the fist, and then you initiate by bringing the thumb backwards. You could also do this by initiating by bringing the arm, rotating the arm. And you may need to rotate the arm to get the thumb into the mat, but the initiation is at the thumb. And pause. And now, keeping that soft hand, let's press the pinky thumbnail into the mat. So, all the other fingers are in a loose fist, but your pinky, your small finger, presses and releases and comes back to that soft hand. So you bring the pinky out and then come back to that soft fist. And feel that fingernail. Your fingernail is clearly pressing. So again, it's by extending the finger out, not by rotating the arm, by extending the finger out. Now the arm may rotate a little bit just to for that final little part, but the movement is initiated by the pinky. Pause. And now the index finger again. So from the soft fist, the index finger curls, comes out of the curling and extends out and presses into the mat. The fingernail presses into the mat. And the other fingers are, of course, they're not going to stay perfectly in this soft fist, right? But just leave the other finger soft. It's like your focus is on one finger at a time. Do it one more time. And then switch over to the middle finger. And press the middle finger into the floor, the other finger staying soft. In a kind of soft fist. I don't know if any of you guys play piano or violin or something like that, but you can imagine they might, if you did, you might be able to do this movement, these kinds of movements might be more familiar. And then once you've done the middle finger a couple times, now let's do the ring finger. So starting from a fist, soft fist, just the ring finger itself comes out. Now it's very difficult. If the other fingers want to follow, it's fine. But try and see if you can keep it. Keep that ring finger alone coming out and pressing. What we're doing here is we're trying to isolate the individual muscles in the finger and in the hand. And each one of these individual fingers has a different connection into the muscles of the forearm and into the arm itself. So by clarifying each one of the individual fingers, we're actually clarifying all the way into the shoulder and into the center of you. Pause. And now, once again, just press all the fingernails of the hand into the floor and to bend the wrist backwards. We'll do the start. And just see, is there any difference? Is this easier now? Clearer? And let your legs go long and let your arms rest down by your side. And now really pay attention to the differences between the left and the right side of the body. Pay attention to the length of the right arm, the length in the left arm that you sense. Which side you feel like maybe you're pouring over towards. Maybe you feel like you're pouring a little bit more to one side than the other. Or your head is preferentially wants to roll now more towards one side than the other. Pay attention to the sensation in your hands. You can roll your head a little bit left and right if you're curious. And let's stand the feet again. Bring the arms out to the side so they form a straight line through you. And now here, press all the fingernails of the left hand into the floor. Press the fingernails of the left hand into the floor, and you'll find that the wrist wants to bend backwards a little bit as you press the fingernails, and possibly even lifts the elbow. Now, the effort in this doesn't come from the elbow or from the shoulder. The effort comes from the fingers. So. And then leave it. And now with your palm up, and the rest of your fingers, they can do whatever they want. Think of pressing the thumbnail into the floor. And the action comes from the thumb. The thumb is the leader. So the rest of your arm is going to move. Your fingers are going to move. Your hand's going to move. But think of initiating the movement from the thumb. You know, it's like you're creating that hitchhiker thumb movement. It's like your thumb is going backwards. And eventually the rest of your arm has to follow. Your hand and your wrist and your arm has to follow. But you're pressing that thumbnail into the floor. Make sure you're breathing. And now press the pinky fingernail into the floor. And as you do that, think of the length of your left arm. Don't try and lengthen the left arm, but just think that your left arm is long. There's an absence of contraction. So you're not making effort in your elbow, not making effort in your shoulder. The only place you're making effort is in your little finger. And now switch it to your index finger. Press the index finger into the floor and release it. Clearly press the index finger. Which part of your of the nail of your index finger are you pressing into the floor? Pressing one side of it, the other side of it, the very tip, or the base? All the while there's length. And then switch to the middle finger. And press the middle finger into the floor. There's softness with the rest of the hand. Can you feel as you press that middle finger into the floor that there's a connection into your shoulder? Into your rib cage. And now do the ring finger. Press the ring finger nail into the floor and release it. And feel free to play around with any of the finger, the nails of the fingers that you thought were interesting. But try doing them one at a time. So if you thought the thumb was interesting, do the thumb a couple times. Maybe the middle finger was interesting. But each time you're only doing one. So the focus is on one. Which ones are harder for you? Which ones are relatively clear? And then pause or rest. Let's just let the legs go long and bring the arms down by your side. And since now we did a couple things on the right side, now we did something on the left. Do you feel a change in the contact? Is there? Is there perhaps more symmetry? And stand your feet again. Bring your arms out to the side. And make a soft fist now with the left hand. A soft fist with the left hand. And now with the thumb, let the thumb come out of that and press the thumbnail into the floor. So you have the soft fist, and then just the thumb starts rolling, coming out of that fist, pressing into the floor, and it comes back. Just repeat that motion a couple times. And other parts of your hand and your arm may move, but again, the initiator is the thumb. So you're not initiating in the shoulder to try and get the thumb into the floor. That would be a different ATM lesson. And just see, can I clearly get that thumb into, press that thumb into the floor? It doesn't have to be hard, just a clear press. All the while thinking length. And then pause. And now let's do the pinky. So, with a soft fist, let the pinky grow out of the fist and press the pinky, the nail of the pinky into the mat and bring it back. Just repeat that. And it's a nice soft fist that grows out of. And the other fingers are going to follow. But that's okay. Just make sure you're directing the effort with the pinky. And now, do the index finger. And again, it grows out of a soft fist, soft curled fingers. All the while, length. Now do the middle finger. Press the nail of the middle finger into the floor. Initiating the movement from the finger. And your fist doesn't have to be so tight that you insist on the other fingers remaining closed. It's just the idea of a fist. Or curled fingers maybe is better. A fist is such a strong terminology, I guess. And then try the ring finger. Press the nail of the ring finger into the floor. And if it's still interesting for you, play around with different fingernails now. You could also pause if you like. But one at a time, play around with the ones that are really clear for you. But then you have to choose which fingernail, which fingers were clear, and do those. And then try the fingers that were not clear. And press that fingernail into the floor a couple of times. And leave it and let your legs go long and bring your arms down by your side. And again, if you haven't already, just check into the differences. How the weight of your arm is giving itself to the floor now relative to when we started. How the shoulders are making contact. How the weight of your spine is making contact with the floor. If you like, roll your head gently left and right. Just see. And once you've seen, once you've done it, and once you've checked it out, once you're like, oh, okay, that's how it's different, or that's what's new, then you stop. You don't need to. That's not an exercise. You don't gain more by rolling your head more. But if there's something new to check out, then by all means do. So this lesson that we're doing, there's a
Moshe Feldenkrais is the guy who came up with most of these lessons and stuff. But there's a teacher, one of the first people that he trained is a woman named Gabby Yaron, an Israeli woman as well. And this lesson I'm teaching you is basically a riff on a lesson that she taught at an advanced workshop sometime in the 80s. So, now, let's continue with this theme. Let's roll over onto our stomachs again and bring the left knee up like we were before. The head is turned to the left. And now, what we're going to do is we're going to have both arms out straight at 90 degrees out from our bodies. If this is challenging for you, and if you have tight shoulders, this could be challenging in particular on the right shoulder, then bring the right arm down to your side if this is challenging for you. If it's not particularly challenging or anything like that, then leave your arms where they are. But if at any point in time you want to take the right arm and bring it down to your side, whatever, then by all means, go ahead and do that. Okay, so now in this situation, the palm of your hand is on the floor, right? So now, in this situation, can you lift all five of your fingers off of the floor and lower them back down again? Of your left hand. The fingers of your left hand. The five fingers of your left hand and lower them down again. And so what you want to do is you want to lift the fingers of your hand so that the palm of the hand maintains contact with the mat. It's just the fingers that lift. And then lower them down again. So the palm of your hand stays on the ground. The fingers lift and lower and down again. And just sense, how is that? How easy is it to lift the fingers, maintaining contact with the pads of the hand and the palm? And pause. Now, let's lift only the left thumb and lower it back down again. And lower it back down again. So the base of the thumb, where it makes contact with the hand, is going to stay on the floor. It's just the thumb itself that lifts. But the pad of it, where the joint that it makes contact in with the hand, that's going to stay on the mat. So lift it and lower it. And as you lift it, imagine that there were somebody, you know, right here, grabbing your thumb and pulling it up to the ceiling, but also out away from you. So that pulling, that person pulling your thumb, would give you the feeling of length. Like the thumb was lifting, but it was also coming out away from you. Your arm was coming long out of your torso. You don't have to do anything with your shoulder, with your elbow, with your breath. It's just the idea. Pause. Now lift your pinky and lower it. Again, just the pinky. So the pads of the hand stay. Lift and lower the pinky. And as you do it, think length. This is your pinky. We're going to lift up, but also out. And then move on to your index finger and lift the index finger. And lower it back down again. All the while thinking length. And feel also perhaps how the lifting of the finger is connected, lifting of that index finger is connected into your shoulder and into your rib cage. The fingers being lifted with length. And now move on to the middle finger. Lower it. Lift it. All the while thinking length. And then move on to the ring finger. And lift just the ring finger. The rest of the hand is soft. The breathing is soft. Yet as you lift that ring finger, the fourth finger, there's length. It's as if it were the initiation of, there's a string tied to it, and it's being pulled up, out, and away from you. And now once more, pause. And now lift all the fingers of the hand again. So that the palm stays on the floor. Just lift the fingers of the hand. And pause. And just rest here. What I like to do is I'll bend my right and my left elbows together so that my elbows are close to my head. Sort of like the position we were in when we started the lesson. You could change you could turn your head to look in the other direction, or you could put your forehead on the ground if your neck is a little uncomfortable. If you really want a break, turn around and lie on your back. But this is just a pause, really. And the pause is just so that the nervous system can take a break. The act of attention itself can be tiring. And according to neuroscience, though don't quote me on it, apparently this is when the brain reorganizes itself. When you take these moments of rest. But I don't know that for sure. Okay, extend your two arms out again, away from you. Palms down. And now, lift your thumb and your pinky together. The rest of the fingers stay soft on the floor. So thumb and pinky together. The palm stays on the floor, all the other fingers on the floor. So, and then repeat this many times. Palm and pinky. And now try and do, thumb and pinky, right? So now try to do thumb and middle finger. Lift the thumb. And the middle finger together and lower it. All the while, length. Thinking length. Now, can you do thumb, pinky, and middle finger? See, this is not difficult for your muscles. This is difficult for the brain. Thumb, pinky, middle finger. I think there must be someone in here who plays piano. Pause. And now can you lift just the index finger and the ring finger? So the second and fourth fingers. and all the other fingers and palm remain soft. So second and fourth finger. And lower it. And remember, you don't have to lift it far. Just second and fourth finger. So index and ring finger. Now lift all the fingers of the hand again. And now lift all the fingers of the hand backwards so that it lifts the palm up so that you bend your wrist backwards. But the bending of the wrist backwards comes from the lifting of the fingers. So it's as if someone came and lifted your fingers and just lifted your fingers, and then eventually your wrist has to bend backwards. And just repeat that a couple times. Okay, and pause. And let's rest by putting our hands in the position that we started out. Like in this pause position, your hands are under your head or above your head, wherever you like them to be. And just for one or two movements, let's turn your head to face to the left. Face to the left. And do you remember the thing that we did at the beginning of class where you lifted your elbow? Just lift your elbow once or twice and lower it. And just see, is it any different to lift the elbow now? So, you just need to check it out once or twice. It's no big deal. Or maybe it is a big deal. And leave it and roll onto your back. And now sense how you're making contact with the floor now. Sense your left hand. Does it seem the same size as it normally is? Feel the weight of the left arm as it presses into the floor. Is there a softness now as it's pressing into the floor? How's the left shoulder? Is there some resonance to the left side of the back? The lower floating ribs on the back, perhaps? Are they giving their weight to the floor differently? And now, one more time, let's roll over onto the stomachs. Let's bring the right knee up. Let the arms go out horizontally in a straight line across. And now, with the right hand first, let's just try lifting all the fingers, the thumb and all the fingers, but the palm remains on the floor. And just sense, once or twice, sense how that is. Do you remember what it was like with the left hand when you first started? Is it different? Is the fact that you already did it on one side help inform your brain, because it's the brain that makes it hard or easy? It's not the muscles. So just leave it. You did it once or twice. You're just testing it. Okay, cool. So now let's just lift the thumb and lower it. The palm is on the ground. The pads of all the other fingers are on the mat. Just lifting the thumb. Can you feel as you lift the thumb that you have to engage muscles in the forearm? You have to fire some muscles in the forearm. Sometimes what happens when we're typing, we have to fire muscles in the forearm, but we type so much that we sort of like forget exactly how to do it right, and we just overfire a whole bunch of muscles. Now try lifting index. Just the index finger. And don't forget the length. When you lift the index finger, are the other joints of your finger, are they straight or are they bent a little bit? So we're bending the finger back of the joint at the base of the hand. But there's actually two other joints in the finger further out. So you don't have to do anything. Just ask yourself, are those straight or are they bent? And can you feel how you fire a muscle in the forearm as you engage this finger? Now try the pinky. Lift and lower the pinky finger. And can you feel how in the forearm a different muscle is activated than if you lift the thumb? Try lifting the thumb again. Just the thumb. Try lifting the pinky. Just the pinky. Now try lifting the middle finger and lowering it. All the while there's length. It's almost like as you lift, it's like this arcing movement that's coming out so that you could imagine that you could lift your arms up. You're not going to lift your arms, but if you swam the butterfly in the Olympics, you could imagine that you might want to. Try lifting the ring finger. Lift it and lower it. Lift and lower. And sense what happens in the forearm. What muscles get activated in the forearm? Try the pinky again. Now, play around with different fingers, lifting different fingers. And sense, how is the effort, as you do it with length, how is the effort going across your forearm? If your neck gets tired lying in this position, your head gets tired, then take a pause. Let's pause. Bring your hands by your head. and turn your head to face the other direction. Put your forehead in your hands. You could switch the knees if that seems like it might be comfortable to do.
And then let's go back into that same position. So arms out to the sides, facing to the right. And now let's lift the thumb and the pinky at the same time. All other fingers staying quiet, palms staying quiet. Just lift and lower it nice and easily with that idea of length. So, it's like the initiation, as if there were two strings tied to those fingers that were just lifting up. And they're only lifting up so far, but if they kept going, your wrist would bend backwards and your arm might lift off of the floor. You're not going to do that, but that's the idea. So now do the thumb and the middle finger. Thumb and the middle finger. If it's difficult for you to do the thumb and the middle finger, ask yourself, why? Why do I want to lift the other fingers when I'm trying to lift the thumb and the middle finger? Try lifting just the middle finger. Just the middle finger. Now just the thumb. Now both. Now lift the thumb, pinky, and middle finger. Thumb, pinky, and middle finger. A little while you have this idea of length. You sense the effort in your forearm. Perhaps you can even sense a little bit of movement in your shoulder joint. Or how you're pressing weight on the front of you. Pause. Lift and lower your index finger. But repeat it, do it repeatedly so you're almost drumming with it. All other fingers are quiet. Your index finger. And now switch to your middle finger. Can you keep a rhythm with your middle finger? Is there some really groovy music playing that you're like, yeah, I just want to keep the beat? Can you do that with your pinky? Just the pinky. And pause. Put your hands above your head or below your cheeks, however you had it before. And now let's just repeat the movement that we started out with. So your face is turned to the right. And now lift your right elbow just once or twice. And see, is it any different now to lift the right elbow in this position? And once you've figured it out, roll over onto your back. And that's the end of doing anything in this lesson. So now, just check in. How is it that you're making contact with the floor now?
Can you remember what it felt like when we started the lesson? What's changed? Is there anything different in how your legs are organized? Your pelvis? How's your breathing? Is it softer? Is there a lower cadence to the breathing? How are your shoulders making contact with the floor? How are your arms? What's the awareness that you have of your hands right now? Can you sense your clavicles? Your collarbone? Collarbones? Sternum? Roll your head once or twice, left and right. And leave that and slowly roll to your side to come to sitting or standing. You guys can come to standing. Sorry, I don't know why I said sitting. But before you walk around or anything, come stand with your arms by your sides, stand on your feet, and just now sense how is it that you're taking gravity in the standing position. So, the first thing is, well, where are my shoulders? Can you sense a change in where your shoulders are? They may be more back, they may be more down, or they may be more up and more forward. You never know, right? Can you feel how your arms are long? So most people, like I know when my elbows usually are kind of bent a little bit when I'm standing, you know? And most people's elbows are bent a little bit when they're standing. But just sense for yourself, is there any change maybe in that? And then feel how the weight of you is coming through your pelvis and legs. And is there any difference? Can you feel where the carriage of your head is located above your pelvis? And walk around a little bit. That's that.